Jerry Bader Show 953. This could be the one and only time that I agree with animal rights activists, and a number of emailers and now a couple of callers agree after viewing the video of the pig wrestle, as it's called, event in the Fox Valley that, it was difficult for them to watch. A terrified pig being chased around for entertainment, perhaps injured, that's the way it looks. People in the mud with the pig, where the pig is defecated and urinated. I don't agree with this. Do I think it should be banned? I don't agree with it, and it's nothing I would pay to see, and it's sure as hell nothing I would ever take part with. I am told Chris in Green Bay disagrees with me on this. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Go ahead.
I would disagree with you. I've been to several pig wrestling events. I grew up on a pig farm, a large pig farm. We raised tens of thousands of pigs over the years. Pigs are instinctually somewhat intelligent. They learn where their water and their feed is. They can stay clean. As far as, they're not a sentient animal. They're not self-aware. They have instinctual fear just like every other animal. But in the hog wrestling events, there are direct rules that protect the safety of the pig as well as the safety of the participants. You can't hold a pig under the water. You can't grab it by his legs and carry it. You can't. There are rules that protect that animal. After experiencing thousands and thousands of pigs, they've made no advancements in their intelligence in generations or thousands of years. But the hog wrestling events are set up to protect the safety of the animal and the participants.
Okay.
Can a pig defend itself? Absolutely. I've been bit by pigs in the past.
Okay, I would say this. There are things that go on, though, that I disagree with, that went on in that event that I think should be banned that aren't. Now, as for the intelligence of a pig, do you think a dog is far smarter than a pig?
No.
Okay,
a dog is not sentient either.
Would you
a
do
dog
that too?
Is not
all right.
Self-aware.
All right, would you allow a dog to be treated that way?
If it needed medical attention?
No.
Used for pig hunting.
Okay.
Can a pig defend itself against the dog? Absolutely.
No, hang on. No, Chris.
Animal than a dog.
Chris, that's not what I'm asking. Would you have a dog chase in the mud the way pigs are chased?
No.
Why?
Because a dog is a different purpose animal.
The purpose of a pig is to chase it in the mud? Since when?
Thousands of pigs over the years for different medical reasons, for different purpose reasons, even for butchering.
Okay, that's a legitimate reason to have. It's a legitimate reason to have to tackle that pig, not for entertainment.
It's irrelevant.
It is not irrelevant. It's everything. Go ahead.
There are many animals that are used for entertainment.
I agree. And I think you can use even a pig for entertainment. I don't have a problem with the pig races at the fair. I think that's a relatively humane treatment. Chris, thanks a lot for the call. He agrees that dogs and pigs are on the same sentient level, but he wouldn't do it to a dog. He claims because a dog's for that, not that purpose. No, you know why? Because he has an emotional attachment to a dog that he does in a pig. James on a cell. James, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. What if after the pig wrestling event, that they had a pig roast, or the pig was harvested soon thereafter, would it change your opinion on that? I mean, I look at pigs like
good
I don't
question.
Hold a pig higher than I hold, the esteem of a dog. I think, it's a different purpose. I look at pigs as poultry, not like, people don't harvest dogs and eat dogs. Not in the United States.
It would not change. It's a good question, James, and I was waiting for someone to ask it. It would not change my opinion because you still don't have to put the pig through that before you butcher it. You just don't. You don't. I'm tight on time, James. To Jake in Manitowoc. Jake, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I don't agree with the analogy you keep comparing what I do this to a dog or a pig. A dog is a pet, and a pig is an animal you eat. So would you do that to a calf, like how they have the calf wrestling, where they throw the rope and hog up the...
I'm actually not a fan of it, but I also accept that calf tying is something that gets done. Some people keep pigs as pets. You do know that, right?
To answer your question, would I do it with a dog?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it with a dog because to me, a dog is a pet.
But to some people, a pig is a pet.
To some people, your question was, would you do it to a dog?
And you wouldn't.
Do it to a dog because I don't.
Right, because you consider a dog a pet, but some people consider
cows a pet.
Well, they do, and I understand that. I'm not having a problem with eating the pig. I'm having a problem with a completely unnecessary treatment of the animal that I think terrifies the animal, and I think a pig does have enough sentience to be afraid. All right, I did get people to call, and of course they waited until we're up against the clock, so I had to be short with them. I mean, time-wise, I thought I was very civil with them. We're going to get back to Ferguson, Missouri after the news, or at least after 10 o'clock. It's 9:59.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.